and machine.
Hi, is this Bruce?
Yeah, speaking.
Hey, Bruce, Scott at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Fine, how about you?
Good, good. Just want to give you a quick check-in on the... We chatted about some CNC centers you might be looking at, pending a couple contracts.
Yeah, well, I haven't done anything on those yet. We've actually had some other activity in some different areas, though.
Yeah? What's going on?
I've got a product launch that I'm getting ready to do, and we've been working on it for 2.5 years for... Mm-hmm. A medical instrument, and we, the way it looks like we're going to launch it is we'll have to build the instrument and put them in hospitals, and then it's a charge once we're there. But getting them built and putting them in the hospitals is going to take some cash that, you know, it'll take. We'll have to determine what the return on investment will be.
Yeah.
But that's something we're working on now to know how long we need the money for.
Okay. What type of medical instrument is it?
It's used in orthopedic surgery.
Okay.
And we've done it. We've got a patent on it. It's in the process right now. We're working on getting the FDA work done. It's been tested already in prototype version in mm-hmm. hospitals by half a dozen doctors and multiple surgeries, and everybody says it's great. You know, we've taken it down to the American Orthopedic Show down in Florida 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. and it was well received there as well.
Oh, cool, cool. What does it do specifically? My dad actually used to sell all that. He's retired now, but he used to sell all that stuff, so I was familiar with a lot of the equipment. He worked, I know they change names in the company, but he sold instruments for American V. Mueller initially, and then I think Baxter bought them, and then somebody else bought Baxter, and then Cardinal, or somebody else, then Cardinal bought the V. Mueller line, but it was V. Mueller instruments that he sold the whole time. But I know he did, so when he got involved with Baxter and Cardinal, he sold some of the cameras and the scopes and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, this is actually a patella clamp.
A patella clamp. Okay, cool.
But if that happens, you know, we're still working on what we need for our numbers. But wait, a lot of the stuff do happens is you place the instruments in the hospital on loan to them, mm-hmm. and it's consumables that go along with it, and then you sell them the consumables, and you know, based on how many surgeries they do, every time they do a surgery, they have to buy the consumables.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're working on the numbers on that. Is that something y'all interested in?
Yeah, definitely. That's so there wouldn't be any new equipment purchases. This is just, you just need the capital to produce this instrument and get it in the hospitals.
Yeah, that's basically what it comes down to is that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like it'd be right up the alley for one of our working capital programs. Do you know ballpark, what you might be looking for? I know you said you're still working on the ROI.
Well, I'm working on it on our initial issuing. I've already financed, the first group of, actually I financed the pre-production prototypes, the production prototypes, and now mm-hmm. I finance the first group of clamps to go out for the next testing series before the FDA thing happens,
Mm-hmm.
And so the next group above that is probably in the old $1.5 million range.
Okay.
And it ultimately is in about the $8 million range.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, before I do anything on that, though, I've got I'm working on the details for the, seeing what the ROI is going to be,
Yeah, yeah.
And we've got insides to get it into several places. We've just lined up to get it in Mayo Clinic, which I'm real pleased with.
That's a good place to get it in.
So, anyway, give you a little heads up there.
Yeah.
What I'm working on. But I'm sorry, I'm terrible with names. What's your first name again?
It's Scott. That's all right.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
No, no, that's okay. I'm not great with names either. That's why I take good file notes. You know, I get to cheat and look at all your notes before I call you. You just pick up the phone and you got to remember me. So.
Yeah. Where are you calling from?
I'm in San Diego.
San Diego. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I tell you, I'm still working on this, and once I get to a point, I will certainly, give you a call and give you a little more details of what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Actually, we're trying to work up the numbers as well as we're trying to work up basically a presentation sheet for possible people like yourselves, you know,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, quickly summarizes everything that's happened, everything that's, you know, what's involved around this product and what the potential is, so that,
yeah.
you know, you don't have to just sit there and try to explain it. It's there for mm-hmm. them to read, and then we just answer questions.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're lucky with a guy like me that, you know, I didn't do it, but I had at least had that background where my dad talked about it, and I saw it, we always had tons of stuff from his sample account sitting around the house. In fact, I still got a few nice pairs of scissors and some forceps that I use as tweezers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's they have some really nice stuff. That's for sure. You know.
Yeah, it's definitely high quality.
And it's a good industry. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's but that's where I am.
Yeah.
When I get to the point, like I say, I've been working on this thing for 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not something that just popped up overnight, but I.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm just making sure, working out all the details, you know.
Mhm. And for that next phase, where you're looking for that next round of financing on it. When do you have a kind of ballpark idea when you think you might be looking for the money?
We're hoping it depends on the FDA approval. Mm-hmm. You know, we're looking for FDA 510F. If you're familiar with that.
No, I'm not.
But that's just the number they use for their, you know, where you've got a FDA-approved certified instrument, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I can, like I say, I'll give you a call when we get a little closer, you know. It's just one of these things that I've never thought it was going to be 2.5 years, but the crazy thing about it is, I can look back at every week for the last 2.5 years, and I've learned something new, you know.
Oh, cool, cool.
So it's evidently it'll be a time when I feel I got it, you know.
Yeah. Hey, as soon as you feel like you got it, there'll probably be something new to learn. Right on. And, you know, what are you guys doing currently in annual revenue?
Oh, it varies anywhere from 1 to 3.
1 to 3 million.
Yeah.
All right. And do you guys kind of have? I know this would probably fall into figuring out your ROI, but do you have kind of idea what it could do to revenue if this works out?
Well, let me see. We're hoping. I'm on a calculator.
Okay.
This right here, if we get half the sales,
mm-hmm.
it would be 25.
Okay. Nice.
This is our first product.
Mm-hmm.
All the other years, you know. We design and build special industry equipment for people, and you know, and you build a one-off machine, and it works great, and that's the last of it, you know.
Yeah.
And we've done that for many, many years.
Mm-hmm. Have you largely done work in the medical industry? Is that what most of your work has been so far?
It's been across the board, you know.
Okay.
The medical industry, really, we got into that about 5 or 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, once we made contacts and started, you know, getting a little more knowledgeable about what the people were bringing us, and, you know, it's sort of evolved, you know. It's like anything, it just takes time, you know.
Yeah. Alrighty, cool. I think I learned a little bit myself here today, Bruce. So, get back in touch with me once you guys have a little more idea when. I'll probably check in with you like once a month too, just to see if anything else came up or where you are on the project.
Yeah, and I've got your number here.
It's, cool.
So basically, it's the same number you're calling from is where I can reach you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not one of those funny ones where last job I had, it was like a general number for the office that showed up on the caller ID. So people, nowadays everybody saves phone numbers that way with whatever shows up on their caller ID. So at least this place, my number does show up.
All right, that's good.
Yeah. All righty, Bruce. Good chatting with you today.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Bye.